Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Here at the Electronic Cottage, we often note that things change fast in the world of information technology, but just how fast may not really be clear to most of us. So today, let's take a quick look at developments that have happened, or at least been announced, in the past week or so. Some of these developments may have made whatever news source you generally check, whether on radio or television or newspapers or the internet, but a number of them probably didn't, or maybe we just didn't notice them the first time around. Most of us have probably heard something about the huge data breach at Target stores over the holiday shopping season, but what has perhaps not been as visible is the almost weekly additions of other stores to the list of those whose customers have had credit card and other personal information pilfered. This week, it was high-end retailer Neiman Marcus, over a million customer records, and probably the craft retailer Michaels, although that company has hinted but not formally announced a data breach. What makes these breaches so disturbing is that no one broke into these companies' servers. Instead, bad persons managed to somehow get malware right on the point-of-sale terminals in the stores themselves, so that as soon as a credit card was swiped, the bad persons had copies of that data. And authorities have warned there may be more such announcements on the way. Meanwhile, there have been a number of stories about Google Glass, the small computer that's worn like a pair of glasses, and which includes the ability to both record and view information and video. The viewer sees a small screen in one corner of the glasses, but is still able to see normally by looking past the screen. The advent of Google Glass has, not surprisingly, brought up a lot of questions, and two recent stories point to two of them. In one case, a woman in California was given a ticket for what would be the equivalent of driving while distracted here in Maine, because she was wearing Google Glass while driving. She got off because the police couldn't prove that her Google Glass was turned on while she was driving. But what if it were turned on, or if someone else were? That doesn't inspire a lot of confidence that there won't be more highway accidents down the road. We'll have to see. Google Glass can record video, and some bars and other venues have outlawed their use since they don't want their customers feeling like they're on camera. And theater owners are nervous too. In fact, last week, one theater owner called Homeland Security when a fellow walked into the theater wearing his Google Glass. Besides everything else, Homeland Security is responsible for enforcing American copyright law. And so a couple of fellows in dark suits showed up, hauled the Google Glass wearer out of the theater, and questioned him for several hours. It turned out he wasn't recording, so they eventually let him go. But it doesn't take much imagination to envision, you should pardon the pun, the future in which this kind of thing will happen a whole lot more often. We also heard this week that the software that powers cameras made by the Chinese company Foscam has a bug in it that allows anyone who can access the camera's internet address to view both live and recorded video footage. These cameras are used in baby monitors, webcams, internet-connected surveillance cameras, and so forth. So while folks with these devices think that they're doing the watching, others could be watching them. The company acknowledged the bug and is presumably working on a fix. Access to private security cameras is a tempting possibility for police, too. Imagine how the scope of surveillance coverage could increase if police could access home security cameras and what they're seeing. Out in San Jose, California, at least one city councilman is urging residents to donate access to their home security cameras to police to increase the tools that police have at their disposal if a crime is committed somewhere. And San Jose is not the only place in which this idea is being explored. Big cities like Chicago and Philadelphia are already testing the idea, and the towns of Los Gatos, Monte Serena in California have already put a working system in place. We won't even comment on the possibilities here, but just think about them for a moment. These days, it wouldn't be a Newsweek without another revelation from the documents that Edward Snowden made available to the press. each more science fictionish than the one before. This week, it's the news that the NSA and the British equivalent, GCHQ, were dancing in the streets as people increased their use of smartphones over the past few years. As we've noted here before, smartphones are laughably insecure in many ways, and unbeknownst to users, many of their applications on their smartphones are transmitting data back to the application developers so that they can improve ad placements and other such things. Take the case of the very popular application Angry Birds, which many people play on their smartphones. Turns out that playing Angry Birds transmits information about the user back to Millennial Media, the distributor, that can indicate political affiliation, sexual orientation, and marital status, among other info. And, of course, the NSA and GCHQ can slurp up this data as it moves across the internet. So, as the NSA might say, just play on. We haven't even gotten to the conclusions of the reports of two government-initiated review panels of NSA practices, or of Mr. Obama's amazing tap dancing, when the reports of these hand-picked groups turned out to say that, gee whiz, the NSA has overstepped its bounds in a big way, and a probably unconstitutional way at that, in its spying on Americans. Or what Google is doing buying up artificial intelligence companies for millions and even billions of dollars, including two more big ones in the last week. But those reports will have to wait for another day. But we'll certainly be sure to get to them right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.